It is 2017, new year, new look, fresh start, and time to take a look at New Year's resolutions and what is in store for our community in the year ahead. We're joined now on the air by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens with a look at 2017 in Hillsboro. Mayor, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Aaron.
So without dwelling on 2016, let's begin by taking a look at 2017. What is moving on from 2016 as fast as humanly possible, right? So what is in store for the town in 2017?
Well, you know, it has been happening in Hillsboro as long as I can remember, and it will continue to be happening in Hillsboro here. Aaron, I'm not sure this is resolutions or not, but this is the goal. One of the great joys of representing this community is that wherever I go, whether it's locally in neighborhoods, if I'm elsewhere in Orange County or the Triangle, I can be across North Carolina, I can be in Virginia or somewhere in the Southeast, and I say, oh, I'm from Hillsboro, and people say, oh, I love Hillsboro. And it just pops out, and so it's this word love. And, you know, if there's one resolution, what I want to see is this year, people still keep saying that, and that we continue to move in the direction so people 20 years from now and 40 years from now and 60 years from now, people say, oh, yeah, Hillsboro, I love Hillsboro. And I want to say the big picture with the goal, but I'm realizing a lot of the things that people love about it now are based on decisions that happened 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, we made some development decisions about bringing in the service boundaries, making sure that we didn't want to have the farmland neighborhood sprawl into the farmland, but try to keep it compact. We really focus on connectivity, and we're really seeing the fruits of that now. particularly if we have new neighborhoods that are now, I mean, people are involved if they're living down by the hospital on Waterstone, folks in Forest Ridge. Again, people just feel like they're part of the town, and that's really the goal, is how do we make sure that every neighborhood, including the new neighborhoods, feel like they're part of the town. What we'll probably see in the first half of this year, a lot of it will be kind of the continuing. There will be certainly focus on development, Collins Ridge in particular, but development, you know, start seeing houses go up in Fiore Hills and, to continue to work on the mill. And so this focus on development and how the town's growing is going to be an issue will be, will be one way or the other. We're in the litigation phase for the eminent domain proceedings on the Colonial Inn. So that'll be proceeding. So, you know, in the first half of the year, we'll hopefully be making some directions and get that settled. We've been talking about this for years, and it's been delayed for one reason after another, but we really do have a contract now to do some of the downtown improvements.
Nice.
So some of the streetscapes, the widening of the sidewalk, and we know that's always a challenge for the businesses that are here. It's a challenge for the folks who are here. The traffic is already difficult, but that's, you know, one thing we can try to have to minimize the impact as much as possible, and it's going to be wonderful when we get it finished, but that looks like it will be happening early in the year. And then it's going to be a very, very tight budget. I feel like we've been very, very good stewards. We've got a lot of things we would like to invest in. It's going to be really hard, and we've always been committed to taking care of what we got. So we really want to continue to invest in our police department and to our infrastructure like we've been doing. And there's, we're just not going to be able to deliver a Riverwalk every year.
Which is fine because you build it already, right? I mean, that's the positive.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was a biggie. So it's these things about development, doing the downtown improvements, working on our budget. Those are going to, you know, how settling in with the Colonial Inn. Those are the things that I think are going to really dominate the first half of the year. And we'll see how that goes, because, of course, this is going to be an interesting election year. It can be a municipal election year, but I think it's be part and parcel also with some of the news from the state elections. And it's bound to have an impact. I haven't really thought that through yet, but it's bound to have an impact.
Absolutely. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and I think that's a great New Year's resolution, by the way, to do the work today to make people fall in love with the town 10 or 20 years from now, or continue to remain in love with the town 10 or 20 years from now. I think it's a great New Year's resolution for any community. And I have to ask, because you always talk about the unintended consequences of policy decisions, or you make some decision that you think is not particularly significant, and then that ends up being the really momentous thing down the road, or vice versa. 10 years ago, when you were making the decisions that had the impact today that they have now, did you know 10 years ago, or did the town know 10 years ago that those decisions were going to have the impact that they did? Was there an inkling at that point?
Well, I think there was a real commitment. I mean, we did our homework. We involved lots of the community. And our strategic growth plan was a joint county-town project. Mm-hmm. We had voices that were often opposed to each other when it came to development, but it was really looking at different scenarios, different stories about how Hillsborough might develop. And I think people settled in, you know, very quickly that, you know, what's even at the very simple level, what's our best asset? It's a small town. It's a town feel, and we don't have a whole lot of control over. You know, how necessarily people feel about the town, mm-hmm. or what people want to do with their private property, but we do have some control over how things might develop that we can influence. And I think the focus on connectivity, and we just steadily built on that, Riverwalk, sidewalks, the Nastree sidewalk, our trail systems, even when we approved College Ridge, connectivity was a very, very important part. Making sure that an emphasis on being inclusive and having a variety of housing stock and lots of different opportunities, and making sure that every neighborhood is really part of Hillsborough is just very, very important to us. I think we've been really steady about holding ourselves to that in conversations. It changes from time to time, and a little bit about what our emphasis is, but I think there's big ones, connectivity, keeping a small town feel, and building that in, and then finding people who are enthusiastic about the town and keep giving them reasons to be so.
Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, you can find the town online, hillsboroughnc.gov. Also get information about events and happenings going on in Hillsborough at visithillsboroughnc.com. And speaking of that, looking ahead to 2017, what events and happenings are you most looking forward to?
Well, some other things. We are very, very excited about the reconstruction of the replica village, the Okinichi Village.
Yes.
Had a wonderful, wonderful ceremony, you know, last month that was just heartfelt and really brought the spirit of the community together. So that'll be continuing in 2017. So that's going to be a really nice continuing addition to River Park and the park system and the whole experience of authentic Hillsborough that really tries to take what's happening now but also put it in this historical context. So that's going to be fun. We'll continue to see, you know, Hog Days and Last Fridays. I suspect we'll continue with some kind of Sunday afternoons and just that ongoing celebratory events. We're certainly seeing activity in restaurants and businesses, not just downtown, but West End on North Side. So I think those are the kinds of things we'll see. A continued celebration of our downtown core, but also always keeping in mind that there's every part of Hillsborough is special in its own way, and it's really part of our community and has some business things happening there and good places to work, places for people to live, a lot of variety and diversity, and that's what we really want to emphasize no matter what part of town you're in.
Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, we got to let you go, but happy New Year, and hope we all have a good 2017.
Happy New Year to you, Aaron, and we'll talk to you next week.